When you think about the development of the music, there was the travelling band and the jazz and blues band. Two names, I think, come in this period from 1955 onwards. One, of course, and both these names actually are very important here in Northern Ireland, Ottilie Paterson and Jackie Flavell.
Of course, indeed, they do indeed. We're forever grateful for the work that Ottilie put into the band for those years. I mean, she was later on, she was really quite unwell and didn't want to go on travelling, but she kept on travelling and working. Because at that time, the one thing that kept the band working was the fact we had Ottilie with us. Because the value in the show business world of a traditional jazz band had gone down very rapidly, however good it was. And, of course, having Ottilie made a big difference, but she made an enormous difference because she brought to us, to it, the harmonic and emotional things, which are the blues, and which are such an important part of New Orleans jazz playing, which many musicians who play it just as music, as instrumental music, miss out on. They just play the tunes, the notes, but you don't get the black feeling in it at all. So we were kept on our toes because Ottilie was saying, that doesn't sound right. We've got to, this is supposed to have more feeling in it. And that she was singing there, we get the feeling. And then we learned that. And indeed, having had the benefit of having our own blues singer with the band, we then acquired, we had to, the ability to accompany such a singer. And so when we were able to bring in the great American people in the late 50s and early 60s, we were able to do a proper job in accompanying them, which made them happy and made the performances great.
Did you enjoy having Jackie Flavell in the band?
Oh, yes, he was great. Jackie was a great character indeed. Yes, he was an excellent man. I'm very sorry to hear that his wife died recently. Very sad to miss her, And... yes, he's a good, a great, real hard-working man, Jackie, and a fine bass player, yes. Very good.
Chris,
and a good singer, too, I must tell you. Yeah.
Right, indeed. Chris, let me ask you to pick another track from the album on the European Tour 2007, Can't Stop Now. What would you choose?
Well, there's so many there. As we have a guest on the record who's not normally with us, Andy Fairweather-Lowe, who is the most excellent musician, and a backroom boy, really, in the sort of rock world for many years. I mean, he was running, musically running Eric Clapton's band for years, and he'd been running Roger Waters' non-Pink Floyd, doing Dark Side of the Moon all over the world, and that sort of stuff. He's a great musician and a great music lover, and he loves the sort of thing we do as well. And also, it turned out, he loves Lonnie as well, so it's quite funny to him doing Lonnie, because he can sing just like Lonnie. But the thing I like really is the spiritual, which he sings with us on there, which is with a kind of New Orleans march style to it, which is Glory Hallelujah or Lay My Burden Down. It's a terrific performance. It really works great. And it's one of those things you many years ago, I thought, how are we ever going to do that? The answer is, long years of trying.
Okay, it's time to dance our way back home.